Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cam Jordan, Saints All-Pro defensive end, joining us now here on our Saints Hour. And Cam, we're asking the audience to give us nicknames for the defense. And how do you like Creole Crush?
It sounds like an off-brand of Fanta.
Yeah, no, that's right. Fanta to Orange Crush. That's a good point. Cam, that's a great point.
Cam, do y'all have you heard a nickname that you like? Do you have one that you like?
No, not at all. I don't worry about monikers, man. I just worry about tackling quarterbacks.
Well, hopefully, and I got another one for you, because, you know, we all about the reboot. I'm all excited because all of a sudden they rebooted Miami Vice, so, but it's a good karma, Miami twice. So I'm thinking out Arnold Schwarzenegger and old school, all the actors and actresses, Terminators, Dominators. I mean, how can you be against that? You know, Cam, we love to give nicknames around these parts.
No doubt. No doubt. I feel like, I would say, does our offense have a moniker? I mean, you know, especially the
crew to Drew.
Well, now with the offense with Teddy B in it. So,
man, Cam, come on. You got to keep it real. The fans don't get excited when the offense scores. The fans get excited when the defense kicks ass. When we get turnovers or scoop and score, pick six, come on, we're supposed to be quiet when we're on offense. Then you cheer if we score a touchdown. If our defense or special teams does something, that's when you go crazy. So we don't need to give the offense a nickname. We need our defense to dominate, and you're a big part of that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I don't know how you can give a defense like ours a name. I mean, you know, I've heard the same line. You know, this is a revamping of the Dome Patrol. The Dome Patrol can never happen again. You can't be 2.0. You can't be 3.0 or whatever it is.
Right.
The Dome Patrol is special because that was their thing.
Cam, you guys held Chicago to 2 of 12 on third down. What went into that?
They got two?
Yeah.
Come on, Cam. They got two. You gotta be impressed. You being a little too humble. 2 of 12, 17%. Come on, you know you'd be a dominant defense if that would be like instead of 17%, like 32%. That'd be dominant.
No doubt. I mean, we feel like we had a game plan. We feel like we had mismatches against both offensive, you know, against both lines, and I think we took advantage of everything that we knew we could. You talk about, you know, how I feel about me and Marcus Davenport, Sheldon Rankins, David Ayumada, you know, Malcolm Brown, Mario Edwards Jr. Against their offensive line, especially with Kyle Long being injured. It was a no-brainer win for us. And you talk about, you know, putting Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead versus their defensive line. I liked our matchups across the board.
Now, Cam, is this the deepest defensive line that you've been a part of in your career? Because you think about it, okay, you got enough skins on the wall, but you look at the rotation and how many snaps, and, you know, all of a sudden they say, well, one thing I tell you, Sean Payton said about you, I don't care if it's in the fourth quarter, whether it's the 60-some snap or it's the first handful of snaps, Cam Jordan's playing at the high level. But isn't it like it just shows you the swagger and just the depth of this defense that right now you have a deep line that you never had in your career?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about just the depth. You know, you got Mario Edwards Jr. Coming in, rotating defensive end, playing the run really strong. You talk about what we have in the interior. Yeah, it's got to be the deepest we've seen the D-line, and we knew that coming into camp. We knew we had to make that the focal point.
Now, Cam, what do you think of the idea of going forward, expanding rosters in future games on game day? Because I look at the games well in hand, and I was so mad. I'm like looking at – I'm just watching the game because you live to fight another day and you want to be healthy. And if you had an expanded roster, it might not be the case. The injury would occur with Eli Apple.
Yeah, I mean – so the question is, what does it feel like to lose like Eli?
No. The question is expanded rosters, more players being activated on game day. Well, wouldn't that be a better thing for football?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. You talk about expanding a roster means, you know, some of our starters don't have to, you know, be stretched out between so many special teams. You talk about some of our, you know, corners could have a little bit of backup when you're up on a team by a couple touchdowns.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, this is something that, you know, you could want, but this is not what we have to deal with. We have to deal with what we have. You know, we've got, you know, 46 active or 47 active. And these are things that you know going in. So you got to go to war with what you got to go to war with.
Saints now, All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, Cam, when I look at to start the season, obviously we were at the highest level right there with the Bears last year. No, that was last season, particularly how we were playing run defense. But when you look at the run defense being so good compared to game one, where Houston had success on the ground, I'm looking at they were at 180 yards, the Rams 115, and the Seahawks at 108. But as of late, man, it's been nothing but kick ass against the run. So is that – I mean, I don't know. Sheldon Rankin's not playing, not in the rotation. David Onyemata, explain that to the fans, because a lot of times – you know, the fans think, just put another guy in there. But it depends what cat is in there, to me, to stop the run. I think that affected the Bears not having Akeem Hicks. But I'm just looking from a Saints perspective that I think Sheldon Rankins and David Onyemata had that much of an impact considering where we're at now against the run. And I was looking at the numbers and where we're at, you know, going into the Cardinals game, all of a sudden, I want to say we're number nine. We're somewhere in top 10. Well, maybe number six. We're number nine defensively, but six against the run. And I think players do make a difference, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about just the jump from, you know, game one to where we are now. We talk about, you know, when we started Shy Tuttle and Malcolm Brown, these are guys that are just fresh to the defense. These guys that are trying to, you know, acclimate to the New Orleans defense standards. Not saying that they weren't war ready. It's just, you know, when you have veterans such as, you know, Sheldon and David, who've been a part of the team for now going on 4 years, you know exactly, they know exactly how to respond and what we need from them in our defense. And that's a major turn. Now you talk about, you know, halfway through the season with how Malcolm Brown is playing the run and how, you know, Shy Tuttle has carried on growing this his entire rookie year.
Right.
That's going to make the difference. You know, a couple years from now for Shy Tuttle will be a major difference changer. But you see the way Sheldon can wiggle in that three technique, and you see the way, you know, David attacks the three technique. That inside pocket push, as you know, is key for an edge rusher. And
right.
You talk about, you know, just Khalil Mack coming off the edge or Leonard Floyd coming off the edge, and now, you know, you're just relying on Eddie Goldman, and you're missing the main motor for that defensive line, which is Akeem Hicks. Like, that main monster push is coming from, you know, your big three technique, nose technique, and Akeem.
Cam Jordan, Saints All-Pro defensive end. Cam, we got a present for you as you continue to stack some levels. Saints All-Pro defensive end, Cam Jordan. Bobby's doing your sack dance as his highlights playing, just
no,
so you know, Cam.
I love it, Cam. Go Bears, not the Chicago Bears, Cal, but I like when you stack it. I like it. It's kind of a humble approach. It's not too flamboyant, but you're stacking it. And it just, I think the fans, the Who Dat Nation, recognizes that, hey, listen, it's just another building block. I'm stacking it.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about, you know, just the pursuit of the next sack. It's all about that next one, man. I mean, I don't know where I'm even at in terms of career sacks right now. We're about that after season. But in terms of what we want to do, in terms of what I want to do, I just want to go after the next quarterback.
Cam, Star Wars Episode 9, the trailer played last night on Monday Night Football. And then they got Terminators coming out with Arnold and Sarah Hamilton. And are you going to which one of those two entices you the most?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
How old is Arnold at this point?
Right. But Cam, think about this. You got old school Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's still a Terminator, and you a Dominator. A Dominator. Oh, Cam Jordan, the Dominator. Now, think about this. We could do a commercial. Cam Jordan, the Dominator. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator. Come on, Cam. You got to – come on. I could be your PR guy here. We got to get something going.
At that point, I think I just have to respond with the "I'll be back." I don't know if I can. I'll be back. I don't know if I can respond any better than that.
Cam, which one of those two movies do you want to see the most?
So we've got the Terminator, and what was the other one?
Star Wars: The Last Episode, the Rise of Skywalker.
Can I just reside with Shaft? I feel like, you know, that was a smoother transition. That third Shaft movie was an easy transition. That Terminator series, They've rebooted it like two different ways, right?
I don't even know anymore. Cam, come on. If you know about Shaft, that means your dad Steve might be educating you.
No doubt.
Because when you know about Shaft, come on, you weren't even born, but you probably got some influence from the great Steve Jordan, obviously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, come on. You talk about Richard Roundtree and his prime? Hey, Shaft was a smooth man. He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Shaft?
And then you bring in Samuel Jackson, which, of course, you know, has his own bravado to every role he's ever played. And then even, you know, the newest one was, you know, the new wave of kids, the Jesse Usher. I mean, the third Shaft was cool. Now, we're on, like, Terminator is like Fast and Furious. We're on, like, installment 17.
But wait.
I like destructive movies. I'm a go.
Cam, I'm telling you, you look at Old Spice commercials and Campbell's soup and all that. We got to get a promo, you being the Dominator and Arnold being the Terminator. I'm telling you, this is something that if you were in New York or Chicago, they probably are in L.A., they would definitely do this. We're trying to get this for the Who Dat Nation and show us some love. We're trying to promote winners. We are winners. And speaking of a winner, I want to ask you this. Do you have the confidence right now that this is the best football you've individually played throughout your career? Because I'm looking right now, and people ask me all the time, okay, because you're like, oh, when is Drew Brees getting old? They go, oh, what about Cam? Can he play at the high level and all that? I said, man, I ain't worried about no Cam Jordan. Listen, Cam Jordan's going to bring it first, second, third down. If all the other cats do their job, I know we're going to have a top 10, if not top 5, whatever it might be, kick-ass defense. So, Cam, do you feel like right now where you're at from a mental and physical standpoint, you're playing the best football you've ever played?
Yeah, absolutely. I've told people, you know, I'm entering my prime. And in that mindset and that mentality and that physicality part of it, I feel the best I've ever felt. I feel like I want to play the best that I've ever played. And I look at guys similar that who have projected into their 30s. You know, you talk about Mike Strahan, the way he was playing into his 30s. You talk about Cameron Wake, the way he plays into his 30s. Calais Campbell had some of his best years after he turned 30. These guys take the scene. This is, you know, as a DN, this is something that you can aspire to not only hit your stride, but hit your prime well into your 30s. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm looking to play till I'm 35, 36, 37, but we'll see. We'll take it every year's stride and a blessing for every opportunity.
Cam, last week it was Aladdin. I think it was family movie night. Are y'all doing it again this week?
Yeah, we've got the Lego movie. There we go. The Lego movie on right now.
All right.
We played out Lion King the last like 5 days, so I'm glad they're done with that one. I prefer my Lion King, because the Lion King I grew up with Whoopi Goldberg as a hyena,
right,
with Rafiki who was actually like a monster in the movie. I prefer, you know, my cartoon version, Lion King. Not saying that there's a knock on the new Lion King. Right. I just prefer mine.
I hear you. Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan, before you run, just talk about, I know you haven't really maybe had a chance to look at the film, but the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray defending that offense.
No, I have. I've started breaking it down, and the way Kyler Murray is extending plays the last couple games, that's impressive. Some would say Russell Wilson-esque, and that's nothing but praise, the way that he's been able to extend these plays.
Well, Cam, will you say maybe, I don't know if this is the right term, but I've heard teacup or I've heard sugar rush, that you got to control your responsibility in your lanes, and then if he makes plays within the pocket and not extending plays, then maybe that could be a win when you look at the progression of a game, first, second, third, fourth quarter, and not let him extend those plays, because to me, you might want to be aggressive and you want to take him down, but you got to be disciplined.
Yeah, I would say, our first couple weeks of quarterbacks, just we've seen quarterbacks try to extend plays on us, and it comes down to doing exactly what you say, keeping them in the pocket. We're going to face Kyler Murray. We've already faced, the archetype in that being Russell Wilson. We've already faced an elusive quarterback in being Deshaun Watson, another one who's known to squeeze yards out in Dak Prescott. I've been waiting for my Sam Darnold, and I guess I'm not getting that. It's perfectly fine. I'm looking for the guy who's playing.
Cam, I don't know. Sam Darnold, he might look at you. He might be horrified. He will see ghosts. It's like, oh, no, Cam Jordan, he'll think like four or five people are coming at him, and he'll, do in his pants. Come on. He won't be able to handle you. I mean, like, I see ghosts. Come on, Cam.
Bobby, we got to go, man.
No, I got to talk to Cam about this. To me, why would you want to be mic'd up as a young player and you're overwhelmed? And to me, to ever admit that you see ghosts, even if you're thinking that, how can you admit to that? Come on, Cam. Whoever's advising Sam Darnold, they gave him the wrong advice.
You know, not every player wants to be mic'd up. And we talk about a guy like Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. Maybe he was just talking about how the defense was changing in rotation and he couldn't peg whatever the blitzer was. Maybe that's what it was like. It was like a ghost blitzer. I don't know the context in which it is, but the sound bites that come off of a player. Like, within a battle, within a war, you're going to say some things that you don't need anybody else to hear except for your brother next to you. So in his defense, I mean, I don't know the whole context of, I'm seeing ghosts. But that being said, that excerpt right there, that's a lot to spin with.
Oh, Lord, that's a lot. And to me, it's like, that's why a young player.
We got to go. Saints All-Pro defenseman Cam Jordan.
A young player
thanks
don't
for the
need
time.
To be mic'd up. They can't
no
handle
doubt.
It. Cam agrees with that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right.
All right, Cam.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.